Yo, super traders, Ryan Carruthers here, and welcome to the Betfair Trading Community Podcast. Today, I am your host of this Ask Me Anything session. As you can probably tell, it's me, not Martin, for many reasons. One, I'm probably have a little bit more energy than Martin. And two, I might not be shouting. Martin just did a video, bless him, and it was a little bit shouty, which he does know, so he is going to sort that out, bless him. But anyway, on to the Ask Me Anything podcast, if you are new here, in the show notes, and also you can find it on Twitter, at BetfairTC. You can find a link to a form. That form is, that creates this lovely show that we have, this Ask Me Anything. The questions are the same every single week. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Is there anything else you want to ask me, and are you a member or not? I'm going to start with a quote, and I was talking to Dan about the quotes, because Dan gives us some quotes, and I actually was just chatting to him. He's a member, and I was chatting to him about some various different things, and I shared a quote with him, and I heard in a song, and this is one of the quotes that I want to share with you, as a dad, you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders, and your kids just don't, which got me thinking. It's not just dads, it's all of us. You know, we all have the weight of a world on our shoulders. And when we're interacting with people, when we're doing things, we sometimes carry that weight with us. And that actually slows us down. That slows our progress down because we're still thinking about it. We're not present. And I do think this a lot with my daughter. You know, she doesn't have the weight of the world on her shoulders. The big thing that she struggles with is she just wants to play. Like, she literally, all she wants to do, that girl, right, is just play. All she wants to do is play. That's all she's interested in. So when I'm there playing with her and I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders, I try very, very hard to just enjoy it, play Pirate Ships. That's a game we're playing a lot at the minute. And just forget about everything because it doesn't really matter. So that's a really interesting one. And Dan said, are you going to start quoting yourself on the podcast now? And I think I kind of am there. So we've got three questions today. The first one is from Jed. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Nothing at the moment. And Jed is a member, and there's nothing else you want to ask me. Well, I like that, Jed. I like that you're doing well with your trading and nothing is struggling. I think sometimes, you know, it's good to celebrate those wins. One of the things that we do with our BTC call, so we have a weekly meeting, me, Martin and Adam, every single week. And at the start of that meeting, we all talk about a weekly win that we have had. It doesn't have to be trading related. And I think it's really nice to do that because we all get on really, really well anyway, but you know, just to sort of share the wins of the week is really nice. I think sometimes we get so caught up on chasing the big things, the big wins, you kind of forget about those little wins sometimes. So it's nice to think about that. So that's good, Jed. Thank you for sharing that. A nice little bit of positivity as well on the podcast today. I'm here for that. So then we have Aaron, who is a member. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Should I be trading the first league games back after an international break? I do. I'm not bothered about the about waiting for them. One thing that I do note, okay, because this does play a part, is I look at where the players have come back from. So, for example, if I don't trade Liverpool anyway because they are my team and that's one of my rules, but if I was going to trade them, for example, I probably wouldn't trade Liverpool because Alexis McAllister coming back from international break, Alisson Becker coming back from international break, etc., etc., they have come from South America. Long way away. Okay, so I remember this season, actually, I watched Liverpool play and Alexis McAllister had come back from international break and he just looked spent, you know, he just looked absolutely done. Like, he looked knackered. So one of the things that I do, I still trade the games, but I do look at, when I'm looking through the games, one of my things I look at is who's playing. Okay, so who are their best players? You know, what has happened question for me is huge. Now, Alexis McAllister is an important player for Liverpool. Alisson Becker is a very, very important player for Liverpool. So then, are they playing? Yeah, okay, but where have they come back from? Where have they come back from? Oh, they've come back from Argentina. They've come back from Brazil. That's probably going to play a big part in whether they're going to perform well or not. So I might actually just leave them out, leave that trade out. Unless you look at, you know, if Liverpool are playing a really terrible team, which they are this weekend, Everton. Sorry, Everton fans. I might go, okay, well, who's actually going to replace Alexis McAllister? And I might even make a decision to trade that right, I might leave that and wait right up until the team news has been announced, because if someone better or equally as good as McAllister, for example, is playing, then I might go, yeah, do you know what, actually, I can stick with that. So that's my answer to that. I still do trade them. I'm just very wary of the important players in the team, where they have come back from, have they picked up a knock, etc. So that's the answer to that. Is there anything else you want to ask me? Do you have any holidays planned? Nice question. I do. I've got two. I'm going to Centre Parks and I am also going to Greece. So, sorry, I cannot shift this cough. I do move away from the microphone when I cough, but yeah, I love Centre Parks. I think it's a wicked place, especially if you've got kids. It's really, really cool. I love it. And yeah, it's good. So last one, Dan Helps. Dan is a member. I know this because Dan is one of our very, 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 very successful members. Dan is not struggling with anything, but here's some of his favourite podcasts. The Moon Underwater. Different people, normally comedians, designing their dream pub. Really interesting and a great listen. Love the sound of that. I love the sound of that. And then you've got another one here called Wolf and Owl. Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davis talking about any random topic. I mean, Wolf and Owl sounds like a cracking pub. All right, love and much. Just off down to Wolf and Owl. See you in a bit. Yeah, yeah, there. Got a neck oil on tap there. Lovely. Love it. Business related. Anything by Ryan Moran. Really insightful and helped me back in 2018 when I created a business. Wow, love that. I'll check that out. I have heard of Ryan Moran, actually. So, you know, quite a few people have recommended Ryan Moran to me. So I'll give that a look and see what I can find with it. And Dan is a member. And Dan is one of our very successful members, I might add, doing very, very well. Seems like quite a few members are doing well at the minute, which is really, really good. My automation project is taking a little bit of a battering at the minute. Still up, but has hit a bit of a snag. I've lost some of the profit in which I made. So, yeah, it's really, really annoying. My last three, I mean, it started, right, first month was so good. It just smashed it. Now I'm currently sat at £32.91 profit. So, basically, I've done sort of nearly just over 10% bank growth for 3 months. It's still pretty good, you know. I can't knock that. I can't really knock that. I'll tell you one thing that's done really well for me. I've been getting these free bets from Betfair, just like two-pounders, and I've just been putting them on, you know. I did Liverpool-Chelsea. I put that on the draw, just a free one. I put one on Real Madrid to beat Union Berlin, that one, and then I put one on Man City to beat Leipzig, which was great. So all of those ones have won. That's actually done really, really well for me. So that's actually made £5.12 and the horse racing's made £27.79. Horse racing is the completely automated one. I've got a couple of lay the third favourites. I've also got a backing strategy in there, which is actually amazing because one of them, a horse won at 24.0, which is pretty good, isn't it? That's a strategy that Martin gave me, actually, that he's been working with. So, yeah, that's a nice little update on that project. So I know a lot of you really enjoy that as well. You know, they enjoy that hearing about that project. I do email out about that quite a lot. And I also talk about it on this podcast. But, yeah, I've loved this one. I mean, it's a bit short and sweet, but I find it really interesting doing these podcasts and talking to you guys. And I feel like it seems like a really personal conversation that I get to have. I know I'm sat here in my office just, you know, talking to myself, but I feel it does seem to be really personal, this. You know, I'm gonna end this with an idea from James Clear, okay, because I think this is really important that we look at this. I've got two. Okay, so we're going to go with this one. If you're stuck on a problem, try solving it at a different level. If you ask, what can we do to create a more unified country, then you end up with vague answers that are difficult to implement. The problem is unmanageable at that level. But if you ask, what can I do to create a more unified neighbourhood? Then you can likely think of many small things you can do to connect your friends or neighbours. Zoom in or zoom out. Perhaps that seem impossible at one level are often quite accessible at a different one. Which I think is really, really good. And then I'm going to share this quote from the yoga teacher and spiritual leader, Sadhguru, on the miracles of daily life. Because I think it's really important to take a moment to look at daily life and enjoy and pause. Every moment there are a million miracles happening around you. A flower blossoming, a bird tweeting, a bee humming, a raindrop falling, there's a lot of them right now, a snowflake wafting along. The clear evening air, there is magic everywhere if you learn how to live it. Life is nothing short of a daily miracle. I think that's a great place to end it. I'll play the outro tune and see you, same place, next week.